Well, the tropical downpours have arrived, haven't they? Just about each day this week, we've seen that rain build up to be more and more. And then finally, yesterday, pretty widespread, at least at one time or another, and in some cases, some very heavy downpours. We had some 5-inch rainfall estimates from northern Duval County from Fine Sweep First Alert Doppler HD. And that did result in a mudslide in the construction area on the north beltway of I-295 and I-95, and in that area it was closed down for a couple of hours, and then work continued into the evening and overnight hours to try to shore up the construction areas so that there would not be more of that kind of problem. And some other areas picking up very quick 1, 2, and 3-inch rainfall amounts, and we see more of the same today, and starting out relatively quiet during the morning hours, but then midday and afternoon showers and thunderstorms especially are going to develop and will likely continue through about 6 or 7 p.m., so it could affect some of the high school football games, depending on the exact time of kickoff. Better chance by this evening will be a little bit more inland, but another day where you're going to be dealing with some ponding of water on highways and interstates potentially, and a slow go, fine 1 minute, next minute not so much. So stay up to date and extra careful with an eye out for those storms that will be developing. And some of them at times produce some gusty winds, but the big story is really the downpours more than anything else. And it's very much the same story yet through tomorrow on your Saturday. Partly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, and in the 80s. Then by Sunday, we see an enhancement of the onshore flow, the winds out of the east, off of the Atlantic. So that sort of changes the distribution, if you will, of rainfall. It means a shower, perhaps a thunderstorm, in the morning hours at the beaches, and then dry in the afternoon. And then the shower and storm shift inland and develop a little bit more. So toward the I-95 corridor by the noon hour, and then through the afternoon, shifting even more inland. And that pattern looks like it holds all the way through at least the early and middle part of next week as well. So it's not dry at all. It's not extreme as far as wetness goes, especially closer to I-95 and the beaches. It's kind of somewhere in between, and you kind of have to time it out with that onshore flow again, closer to the coast in the morning, more inland in the afternoon. So that takes us to the weekend activities. There's plenty going on, as Rich has been talking about all week long. Maybe you want to go to the beaches. You have to look out for those showers and storms, especially tomorrow. Today and tomorrow, tendency to be more inland, though, and west of the beaches by the time we get to the middle of the day on Sunday. Water temperatures are still warm in the low to mid 80s. Sunburn time will be around 15 to 20 minutes or so each day between about 10 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon. Seas will average about 2 to 3 feet, but we'll call it a moderate rip current risk with that onshore flow, so be extra careful. Swimming and surfing with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard as possible, which is harder to do this time of year because there are fewer lifeguards in general. And the Gators have a big football game Saturday afternoon. Alabama coming to town with a 3:30 kickoff. Partly cloudy skies. There's the risk for a shower or a thunderstorm, especially the first half of that game. So weather could be a factor. And, of course, it will be very warm and humid. Temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Sunday, Jags first game at home of the season, 1:05 kickoff. You can see it, of course, on CBS 47 Action News Jax, but if you're headed to the stadium, partly cloudy skies, threat for some showers and a few thunderstorms, especially for tailgaters through about the first quarter, give or take. That's the highest risk for rain. Looks like that shower and thunderstorm activity could shift west of the stadium by the second half, but we'll keep a close eye on that, and it will be warm and humid with temperatures in the 80s. In the tropics, we still have the disturbance over the western Atlantic. Not a problem for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, but we'll have a good chance to become a depression, if not a tropical storm, as it scoots by the Carolina coast, but generally offshore, and then turns rather sharply to the northeast and heads out over the northwest Atlantic, and that'll be it for that system. There are a couple of tropical waves that have come off the coast of Africa that are active. One in particular, by the middle and end of next week, could be not too far from the northeastern Caribbean, but trending north at that point, so we'll keep a close eye on the northeastern Caribbean islands and Puerto Rico, but this looks to be trending northward with time, which of course then would be critical for Florida and the East Coast. It would appear to be a turn northward then that would take it east of Florida in the long range. That's the middle to end of next week. We'll keep you updated, and you want to stay up to date on the latest forecast. Another wave behind that also looks like it'll struggle to get, that one even more so, will struggle to get more to the west. I still think the very end of the month, and particularly the first couple of weeks of October, are potentially problematic for the Gulf Coast and or East Coast of the U.S. for tropical systems. I explain it in the Burrish blog. Check it out at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. And, of course, every single day, updating the tropics, talking the tropics with Mike. at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.